What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 904. In this episode, I'll discuss whether patients taking beta blockers require increased doses of epinephrine for anaphylaxis. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode904. Animal data suggests that patients taking beta blockers have more severe anaphylaxis, possibly by decreasing the threshold for mast cell activation. With beta blockers interfering with the same receptors epinephrine needs to activate in order to effectively treat anaphylaxis, there is concern that such patients may need higher doses of epinephrine or even an alternate treatment approach that is not dependent on beta receptor availability, such as glucagon. In order to determine whether the risk of requiring more than one dose of epinephrine for the treatment of anaphylaxis is increased among ED patients taking beta blockers, a group of researchers conducted a retrospective observational single-center study of ED patients with anaphylaxis. Nearly 800 patients were analyzed, and the study was powered to detect a 10% or greater difference in the need for repeat epinephrine administration between patients who were and were not taking beta blocker medications. 11% of the patients with anaphylaxis were taking a beta blocker. A small number of patients in the cohort needed more than one dose of epinephrine, only 8%. Of the patients taking a beta blocker, 13% required more than one dose. However, this difference was not statistically significant with a p-value of 0.56. When the authors applied multivariate analysis, the association of beta blocker use with the need for more than one dose of epinephrine remained statistically non-significant after adjusting for age, sex, precipitating allergen, COPD, and cardiovascular disease. Therefore, despite having a physiologic rationale, the authors concluded that our results demonstrate that after controlling for COPD and cardiovascular comorbid conditions, age, and sex, the use of beta blockers was not associated with at least a 10% increase in the need for more than one dose of epinephrine. Although it's possible that the risk of repeat epinephrine is smaller than 10%, the clinical significance of this is uncertain and may not outweigh the benefits of beta blockers for other conditions. The practical application of this data is that even for patients taking beta blockers, epinephrine at the standard dose is the first-line treatment for anaphylaxis. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.